All righty. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kulk. It's approximately 11:30 on October 8th. We're meeting 2014, meeting for the administrative portion of our regular scheduled commission meeting. I have no opening comments. Commissioner Christman?
Nor do I.
Commissioner Fedorchuk?
No.
Okay, we have numerous items on consent. I'd move passage of the consent items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, motion is approved.
All right, thank you, Darrell. Okay, let's go right to discussion matters. Stacy, quarterly Consumers Affairs report.
Well, as you will recall, hopefully, about 3 months ago, we had a discussion about doing a quarterly report back to the full commission, just so you guys can kind of see what's been going on and ask any questions that you would like. And so that is what is before you. So this report covers July, August, and September, and hopefully you guys all have that in front of you. Not a whole lot standing out in my mind. You will notice increase, I think, in railroad-related complaints, and Darrell takes those, so he'd be able to provide a little more detail. But I know a lot of things dealing with crossing issues, from what I've discussed with Darrell, various issues with block crossings and also crossings that have been removed, limiting access for farmers mostly to fields that they're trying to get to. And like I said, Darrell can provide a little bit more on what he's been doing with that issue. But that area has increased just from looking at this in the last quarter.
Darrell did update us at the director's meeting.
Okay, good.
That stuff, so I think
okay, good. The second document in your packet specifically breaks out the public utilities area, and you will notice the 25... CenturyLink complaints, that includes the outages that we had meetings about before, so that's why that number is a little higher this quarter. I will report that since the meeting that we had with CenturyLink, all of the Dickinson area outages were resolved, and I haven't heard anything from that area since they've all been resolved, so that's good. That was good to get that outage wrapped up, and I think it's been quieter since our last meeting too, so I really appreciate any work that has been done by CenturyLink to try and resolve some of those complications that we were running into. So
Stacy, is really good. Is it a lot of extra work to start putting this in some kind of like a bar graph or something, so we could do at the end of the, not like every quarter, but like maybe at the end of the year or something, so we can see trends? Because when you look at the numbers, it's hard to compare unless you got something to compare them to. Is that a lot of work?
I have no idea. I'd have to I would have to talk to Steve or Paul to see how you set up graphs in the system. The ones that are at the back of your packet are the ones that are automatically just generated.
Right.
And you can pick the time periods that you want to show. So
okay.
I could pick like a similar time period from last year and run the same graph.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, just a thought about ways that, I mean, this is really good, but
yeah.
It's the...
Yeah, I can pick the time period that it shows. So if it's a graph that it already does, I can just pick a different time period and we can compare. And if it's something new, then I would just have to talk to Steve or Paul to see how that gets set up in the system.
Well, I'm thinking of, Darrell, help me out here. What's the annual report we have to file on with the consumer stuff? There's an annual report we have to put together, and that's where it's nice to have this. So when it comes time to do that, it's just print off what you have. When is that due, Darrell? Do you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm not sure. I'd have to look at that schedule and that, but I think it's the end of our, it's a biennial report.
Okay.
That would be the end of June.
Okay. So anyway, that's, I guess, I'm thinking the end about putting that together, and we have all the, because one time we didn't track this very well, and it came time to put the report together, and we had to go back, and we had quite a mess. So
that was before Randy and I were here.
That was before even I was here, I think. But
I will say that every I will say that every complaint that I take goes into the system, so it's all in there.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure that we can pull and do what we need with the data.
Gotcha.
When we need to. But
we could do at the next annual or at the next quarterly report a summary of the whole year and compare it to the last year, just to have the, you know, change the numbers or change the dates.
Yeah, I could certainly do that. Yeah.
No, this is really good. Thank you, Stacey.
And I think the pie chart might be fine versus a graph. I think.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Get the same. Since the pie chart's already created, we could just use that, I think.
Gotcha. I agree. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
And I'm just going to use Excel for an example here. The six disconnect, reconnect calls for electric, and then nine for electric and gas. Are those put? Would we assume that some of those are the same people, that they had their electric and their gas?
No.
Disconnected or?
No, it would be different people. It's just the category that I choose when I put it in there. And
so no one's call gets into more than one category. These are all.
No, they shouldn't. No. And some of those might actually have been gas disconnects, and that's why I chose that category. I don't remember, but most of the time I try and choose electric gas just to be consistent, but it shouldn't be a double.
Thank you.
So you took 423 calls in that period. That's a lot of phone calls.
there is a little, it's a little misleading because if you look under the railroad category on the first thing, we were recording the comments that we got for the online petition.
So you missed your opportunity there, Stacey.
Yes, I took, 369 of those were because of that online petition that we were getting emails about.
Now you'll have to organize some other kind of petition next quarter.
So I can keep my numbers up. Yeah.
Okay, super. All right, anything else, Julie, on that one? Randy?
Stacy?
Good work. All right, what's next here? Oh, Stacy wants to keep talking. Bismarck Tribune online subscription.
So if you go to the Tribune's website often, you will notice that they now charge to look at their stories. If you do not have a home subscription, you can't get into the online without paying, which is the situation that I'm in because I do not get it at my home. And Commissioner Christman has also told me he's in the same situation. So we just brought it up for discussion today about whether the commission wants to get an online subscription. I did get the information from them. It is $12 a month for an online-only subscription where you have unlimited access to BismarckTribune.com, and you also have access to an e-replica edition of the entire printed newspaper. And that allows five users at a time under that subscription.
Tell me why we picked the Bismarck Tribune over the Fargo Forum and the Grand Forks Herald.
Because they don't charge us online yet.
Just asking the question so it's clear to everybody. Okay. The only, I guess, the anecdotal stories, of course. I remember there was a time when I first got here, we had probably 100 magazines showing up a month in here, and all these newspapers are showing up, and so it got to be too much, so we really ratcheted down to almost zero. But I don't think this is I think this is appropriate, as long as there's a reason why we pick one paper over the other. And I suppose it's for your media monitoring is what it comes down to, right?
Yeah, right now I can't access any of the stories. And, yeah, media monitoring is a big part of what I do.
If the others required a subscription, I would support doing the same for them. We have to keep the tabs on the news and the issues that are being discussed in the daily newspapers. I think it's...
Yeah, we'll have to address that if it goes that direction. I guess when I was talking with Commissioner Christman too, one of the other things I guess to discuss is who, if we get the subscription for the commission, who needs access to it, who gets the password to get in.
Well, I subscribe at home, so.
So you already get it.
Yeah, I'm that same way too. At home is fine with me. I would think it let you guys sort that out. You and Daryl.
But I think that's the starting points is those two.
And just because we have
two
five.
And Randy.
Well, I can find other alternatives too.
Okay.
It seems like an executive secretary position.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. You guys sort that out.
But those two are the two that we count on to let us know if there's something that's
that we should know quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Because the Tribune now, I noticed at home, because we have a home subscription, but now we have to sign up for the online subscription because we just hit our 30-day tick last night. So anyway. All right, so I'm sure Josh has said we got some, to check with Josh to make sure we got the...
He didn't seem to think it was a problem. Yeah, it's $12 a month.
All right.
So I'll talk with him about how that gets set up, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
One thing, maybe, Daryl, could you just put a memo, or will you put it in your notes or something on this, just so there was some methodology to why we picked the Bismarck Tribune over the others, because, you know, they're charging now. Of course, that'll incentivize other papers to charge, too. Does Maya Daily charge?
I think they might. I'm not sure.
Oh, but you're thinking the Bismarck just because this is the capital and most of the stuff happens here, too?
Okay. Local newspaper.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. Bismarck carries most all of the capital news coming from here, so they're one of the major ones that I monitor.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good.
They send a reporter in here a lot, and you know, if a story is, not that it would ever likely happen, but if a story was reported incorrectly...
Sure.
And they cover all the...
That we know about it.
They'd be the main carrier of all the legislative news, too, when the session is going on. And
gotcha. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Good with you, Julie? Sounds ready? Okay. Good. Fair enough. It's an allocation of funds, so you got to bring it to the commission. Good call, Stacey.
I think it would be appropriate to get subscriptions to the Bismarck Tribune and the Fargo Forum, personally. But, but apparently that's been done in the past.
Well,
stopped,
so. Well, it's interesting when it was. I'm not against that either. What happened is staff number A would cut out a coupon for Herberger's, and then he got out. It just a lot of interesting things happened. So we digress. All right, thank you, Stace. What do we got?
Coupon cutting until the day it's.
That's day right. Until the day is done. Mr. Diller.
Coupon cutting allowed only.
Mid-Continent States Environmental and Energy Regulatories. You've been tracking this a little bit and have an update for us.
Kind of monitor this group, and for your information, it's a group of about 14 states, essentially MISO states, studying the effects of EPA's 111D and submitting comments to EPA. They meet quite regularly at different places in the country. This week they're in Indiana, a couple months ago they were in Chicago. My point in bringing it to your attention today is to make sure that you're comfortable with me just monitoring them, participating in webinars when I can, teleconferences when I can, but to this point I have not been traveling to various places in the country to attend these meetings, and so... it's just an opportunity for you to confirm what I'm doing, or you can ask me to start attending these meetings and being more involved. It's a group that I think it's primarily put together by Great Plains Institute, I'm guessing. They seem to have five or six people involved in it. The chairman of the group is Doug Scott from the Illinois Commerce Commission. And I'm assuming a bipartisan policy, what's it called? The Bipartisan Policy Center, Washington, D.C. think tank. I assume they're involved because they provide some funding to.
This group wanted us to be one, but they asked me to be on the group. I'm sure they invited you guys too. I thought having Mike involved was a good option for keeping track of what's going on and keeping, you know, engaged in what their discussions are, and because what they propose is may or may not have some weight with the EPA, and I just think it's important to keep a track of what sort of discussions are being involved in. Other regulators in our region are, what they're saying about, you know, how we should deal with these rules. So I've felt comfortable having Mike. They do meet regularly and generate a lot. It could be potentially a lot of work. So I think what we're doing is the appropriate approach. But Mike wanted to make sure that, and I wanted to make sure you guys didn't see things differently, that we should be more engaged in keeping a closer tab just because they are so active in the MISO region. So
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Julie. Mike is very appropriate to do this, and I'll just throw out there that I know Chairman Scott very well, and him and I are as far apart in the issue of CO2 as you could have two commissioners. Mm-hmm. And so this group, I think, has a slant. And so I'm tracking what they do through the NARUC and the Clean Coal Committee. But I think you're absolutely right. It's important to have Mike out there watching this stuff. Yeah, but just right. When this is not a bipartisan group, in my opinion, this is a group that has a definite agenda. But it's good we track what they're doing.
Mr. Kalk, I'd just like to say that according to Great Plains Institute's webpage, they take a pragmatic, nonpartisan approach to solving energy and climate change issues.
I understand that's good rhetoric, Mike, but I just give my 2 cents worth. I'm very thankful that you're there to listen. All right. Anything else?
So keep
on keeping on.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Very
it's a good plan. I like it, too.
Yeah. Thanks, Randy. Okay, let's see here. And then that was all we had for the planned item. I wanted to add one, if that's okay. The day before, we had our just kind of round-the-table staff meeting about positions. And I thought about this when we were preparing our budget, and I thought we had enough in there for people that we didn't want to add anymore. But I've kind of thought a little bit more that I think we need to find an electrical engineer to get on board this commission, another one. And so I wonder if what Randy and Julie, your thoughts would be of going out with a temp position for electrical engineer to be predominantly our transmission guru, to start learning what Jerry knows, to start helping out with some of these cases. I talked to Josh. We've got enough budget money for a one-year temp position. And then as the legislature plays itself out, I know it's very tough to add positions at this point, but maybe we get this temp in and see where it goes to, and maybe we do ask for another position. But the public utilities, I think Victor and Julie have really been nice additions to help out Mike and Pat, but I don't see us having that other person in Jerry's area of expertise. And with Southwest Power Pool coming in, with these renewed challenges in transmission planning, and quite honestly, just more work over there, I think it's worth discussing. So just want to get your initial thoughts on that.
This you'd envision to be a temporary position, though.
One temporary position just for this budget cycle. We've got the money for the temp this next 12-month period, and then we could evaluate it and see if it's something, just kind of like we had Bruce in here, and we talked about how he was value-added. And the summer interns we get are, I think, are value-added too, but a temp would be we could make the term whatever we want it to be, 12 months, 18 months. We could probably put the salary up there. We could get a newer electrical engineer. But we really, I think, need to start thinking about spreading some of that workload and to keep up with what's going on, but also get some more knowledge around here of what we do as far as what Jerry does.
I'm certainly open to it. I don't know if Pat and Mike have been consulted and have thoughts, but I'd like to get their thoughts on it as head of those areas. And, you know, maybe in a not just this kind of five-minute discussion, but it's a big potential new role. I think there's probably work for that person, and there makes sense to have some of that transition going on with Jerry. And I think it's a good discussion to have, and we should look at it and see how it fits and where would
I can put something together. Mike and I have talked a little bit about it. Pat and I haven't taken the time to talk about it yet, but what was your initial thought when we visited before?
Well, as Pat and Mike and Jerry all get older, I do see a problem the commission's going to face when all that institutional knowledge walks out the door. In my case, Vic is rapidly, take over the things that I do. And Pat's got Julie working on things to kind of handle the things that he does. In the case of Jerry, we don't really have that coverage. And I shared with Brian that it's maybe one of the reasons why the next smallest public utility division in the country, South Dakota, has somewhere around 15 FTEs, is that they recognize that, there is you need to have some duplicate coverage on especially transmission. You think about the billions of dollars that are at stake, and we have one guy involved in it and no backup plan. So, I think we It's a good idea to see if we can start with a temporary position. It'll be interesting to see if we can capture an electrical engineer.
For a one-year period.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, you know, if it's something that we really think we need, we'd have one for, I mean, it would be awkward just in terms of legislatively having a one-year or 18-month temp and then not a legislative session with which to ask for full-time. So that, I think, requires us to think that through a little bit. Would we then extend and ask for another temp and then, you know, I don't know the logistics of all of that, but, you know, the other option would be to really evaluate it, see if we've got the work, the SPP. You know, Jerry's busy with the, you know, the agreements on the, you know, the disagreements between the various electric providers. He's busy with MISO. He's busy with SPP. He's busy with wind. He's got a lot on his plate. And so do we just need to think about adjusting our request to the legislature and ask for a full-time spot?
So I wanted to bring it up because you're exactly right, Julie, because I didn't – well, it wasn't until recently I'd say that as we get further into the road of Southwest Power Pool coming in, the commitments that Jerry already has from ISO, those will be double when Southwest Power Pool comes in. So it, right there is a quasi-doubling of his workload. It just – there's no time left for it. So I'm just trying to – kick around some ideas. So,
I think that's a good point, and I hadn't given that a lot of thought, the SPP impact on the workload. I mean, we could all see, just as everything else builds in North Dakota with the energy industry, that growing, but SPP is going to be a big jump. I think rather than just jump and saying, yep, let's quick hire temp, I think we should... I don't know who's going to take the lead on it. Certainly not my portfolio.
Well, I'm happy to do it. I just
let's clarify whether we want to seek a position or a temp, and if it's a temp, for what would be the appropriate time frame,
right,
to look at it.
And well, you've got both of you have a better understanding of downstairs than I do. But at this point in the budget cycle, I mean, is it even something that we could try to put in the 2015-17 cycle?
Sure.
So, what's the best mechanism?
The legislature hasn't even started, so. I mean, I don't think it's the best. It would have been better if we had,
made this,
you know, and included in our request. But the reality is with the way things are going and changing, you know, better to do it now than go back to the emergency commission or some other route, you know.
Well, I mean, I don't have experience from this angle either, but... the governor's budget is not released yet.
True.
And if we, I'm sure this has come up with some agency at some time in the past where something kind of comes up, you've already turned in your proposal to the governor for evaluation, and, you know, somebody builds and you see something you just couldn't have a chance of seeing before, can we still add another FTE and here's the dollars we'd need and see what their reaction is. I suppose that would be a starting point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can sure talk to Pam and Josh and see what the protocol is, and the one-paragraph rationale I think would be pretty easy to put together. Just a matter of... I don't think it became clear to me until probably about 2 weeks ago just what Southwest Power Pool is going to mean when I met with their MISO equivalent of Bear, what's going to be required to be part of Southwest Power Pool, because we're going to be the state agency that meets with them all the time. It's going to be a lot.
Just the order we did today that, you know, that we're, you know, weighing in and trying to make sure that Otter Tail and MDU's concerns are addressed as that whole thing comes together. Just one little sliver of the amount of work that's going to be coming over it. So,
yeah, and when you talk to industry folks, they care a lot about efficient review of their projects and you know, most of those are in putt. And so this would be a putt employee.
I suppose it would require us to redo our priorities and let them know where in that priority list this would go.
Right.
But yeah, I think we have to find out what the protocol is to amending our budget request.
I'll put something together and maybe put it on for discussion at our next meeting and then have a little better picture. And if we need to, we can Well, we'll need to do something then.
Unless an alternative is, I don't know what we're estimating that it would cost to hire a temporary, but, you know, if we thought that we could swing a temporary for
18 months
or something like that, you know, we're only 6 months from a legislative session, could adjust it then whether we extend it or not, depending on our dollars, and deal with it in the 17 session. So I guess it's an alternative that we could consider.
I just wanted to get your two opinions on it before I put too much time on it. So. Okay, that's super. All right, did either one of you want to add anything for discussion? Or anybody from the table have anything we missed? Okay. Let's go right to scheduling then. We've got a Victor. Now we want to schedule the formal hearing on the next set of Northern Excavating, huh?
Well, basically this is just the, and I guess procedurally, I'm not sure if we needed this on scheduling or not, but this is just confirming.
December 5th?
December 5th.
You already checked with everybody, right?
Yep, we're good.
That's easy then. So that's still a good day?
December 5th, 1:30 p.m.
Okay. So the ones we just did something with on consent, that was naming you advocacy staff. So when are we going to get some dates on that one, too? Or you?
So those, part of the consent orders were getting advocacy counsel.
Okay.
So once that's assigned, which I believe it would be effective today, I have complaints ready for...
next meeting?
Well, I have complaints ready now. I have to have the lawyer review them.
Yep.
As soon as they review them and okay them, I can send those complaints out.
Oh, sure.
And then the next meeting, after that, you would do the prima facie motion.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, Victor. Julie, rescheduling Pedigree Technologies presentation.
Yeah. We had some communication challenges with our last date, but we now finally have good contacts for scheduling this presentation. They want to do it. They're able to come. We just need to pick a date, another new date, and Esther will get back in touch with them with that, and they'll make it work. So it's, you know, at our leisure.
You pick some dates, Jules, since we know, because in case we can't be there, you're the, if that's okay with you.
Yep. So, Esther, did they say how many weeks' notice?
No, they did not. They said whenever you can make it work. Okay.
Are you guys around, let's see.
So 2 weeks from now?
Let's see, the 22nd. Do we have anything during the informal that day? That might work.
Yeah, that's fine by me. Somewhere to 22nd.
Okay. Randy? Use the informal time on the 22nd?
Yep.
Okay. Easy.
And if we have an informal, then this will just have to get bumped back a little bit, or the informal will be after this, sure, or however it's worked out.
Easy as pie.
Yeah, I've heard that somewhere before. Okay, MISO update. Mr. Lean is not here, so we'll just table that one.
I can...
Oh, you're ready to go, huh?
We're ready, yes.
All right, I stand corrected, Mike.
We would like to schedule a MISO update meeting with the commission for November 10th.
That ain't going to work.
In the afternoon.
Just telling them, I know the 10th and 11th and 12th I'm booked. Yeah.
Okay. How about...
Sorry.
How about October 29th? In the morning.
I'm booked as well.
That would work. That one's open on me, but...
Is that the only two dates you have?
It is. We were looking at the day before election, November 3rd, but we didn't think that'd be the greatest. So, well,
that's actually fine by me, but I don't know. So what? When the 29th?
It could work for me if there's a time of day even that it could work for you. But
on which day? Which
the 29th.
One?
The 10th, not so much.
Julie, what does your day look like the 10th?
No, the 10th doesn't.
Doesn't.
The 29th of October would.
29th or the 3rd. I don't know that I'm going to be in place crazy, especially if we did it in the morning.
You know, I like November 3rd. I don't see a problem. I mean, day before election, we got our job, but I don't have a problem with that. Jules, that works for you, Sid? Randy, does that work for you?
Let me look at my notes.
Oh, for me. But.
Well, that's fine. Do it in the morning.
I don't know that we have anything planned.
The Heritage Maybe Center opening is.
You didn't know about until that morning.
Maybe.
I like the third. Let's go with the third.
Third in the morning. Okay, we'll see if we can make that work. I crossed it out. I think it had to do with the fact that it was before election, but it may be that Darcy. We like to have Darcy and Joanne Thompson here at the same time because they add a
whole new level,
an extra layer of confidence in the MISO presentation. So
yeah, practical.
Yeah. So I will check with Otter Tail and MD on about the third.
What time? You have a time, Mike? Any?
Well, Jerry tells me they need a whole morning or a whole afternoon.
The third, it's got to be in the morning, though. It's got to be like 9 to 12 or something. It can't be
9 to 12. All right. I'll see what I can do.
And if that doesn't work, then
I'll come back.
That week of the November. Because November, here's what you get into. Is you got the Veterans Day is the 11th, and you got all those things around that. Yep. The next week is Nehruk. The last week is Thanksgiving in November, so maybe the 24th and 25th are wide open for me right now.
November 24 and 5?
Those are wide open for me, I'm guessing.
Yep, me too. We've done it before. We dragged them in here the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. That felt kind of rude.
You know, actually, Mike, why don't...
That's not the day. The 26th is the day before, so...
You know, Mike, why don't you just... Now I'm recanting what I said before. Why don't you just ask about the 24th and 25th of November? Because quite honestly, that would be better. We can take full time and do it. It gives more people. I mean, Jerry, we don't know what Jerry's.
Right.
You know, let's give him some time to heal up too. So let's just ask for the 24th and 25th.
Okay. Morning or afternoon doesn't make any difference.
Then I don't think it matters to me.
Okay.
If it's the 24th, I'd prefer it be in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a better idea, I think. Huh?
If it's the 25th, I don't care when it is.
That works for you, Jules?
Mm-hmm.
Randy, that's good for you? Okay. Yeah, just to give them those windows and they can make it work, and that way everybody's got time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I had one more added on here. Randy, do you want anything for Targa work session, or is that something you just got to go through?
At this point, I don't need to schedule. I may need to later, but let me just see once.
Well, okay. The only thing I'll say is that the next meeting is October 22nd, so... We'll be voting on it next 22nd. So if you've got want a work session.
And I'm conscious that they're interested to get constructing during this construction season. But I share some of the blame for not giving you enough notice to see the order because I didn't get it out until yesterday. So I realize that's my fault. I don't know if there's any, well...
Well, we could certainly have
a special meeting if you wanted. I don't know if there's any appetite for that or not.
Let me put some things together.
Okay.
I'll let you know if I think we need a work session.
But.
Okay. But then maybe the flip side to what Julie's saying is if you come to conclusion before the 22nd, I'm okay with a special meeting on that to get it moving.
Yeah,
so.
Me too.
Okay. Anything else for scheduling we missed for anybody?
Commissioners, I forgot to put the director's meeting on. Can we look at scheduling director meeting for November?
Oh, that's a good idea. That was a great meeting yesterday, even without an agenda. I think it's really helpful to get everyone together to sort of review what's going on around here. So.
Sure. How about the same kind of step, work around the 24th and 25th, Darrell? Late November? If that's okay with Julie and Randy.
See which mic hits between that Monday afternoon or any time Tuesday and then pick one. Either.
Because those weeks are all pretty jammed until Thanksgiving.
We could have a Thanksgiving director's meeting.
Sure.
Eat pumpkin pie.
I love it. And then our wins are...
Gobble.
December 18th is our employee party?
Yes.
All right. That's a priority.
What day?
December 18th.
Boy, that's
coming fast. Who is running the trivia this year, Darrell?
I've decided to delegate that on to somebody else, but I haven't decided yet. So I'm writing names down and I'm putting it in a pot. So
I think Victor would be good at trivia.
Sometimes.
All right, and who's the holder of the winning cup? Is it Commissioner Fedorchuk again for the second year in a row?
Yep.
All right, make sure that doesn't happen
it's
again.
It's getting dusty.
All right, going once, going twice. We'll close the administrative portion of the meeting. Thank you all.